This is your typical radio ad while eating a Crunch Bar.
This is Automatic of Otto's Used Cars. This weekend only, we're having a whale! Bring the kids. See for yourself. It is huge. Gonna make a big splash. No other dealer can say they have a whale like this.
When things sound dull, turn up the fun with Crunch.
This episode is brought to you by Visit Williamsburg. In Williamsburg, Virginia, there's never too much of a good thing. Whether you're a foodie, a golfer, a history buff, a shopaholic, an outdoor enthusiast, or a thrill seeker, you'll find what you came for here and more. So ask yourself, what is it you want? Discover Williamsburg and plan your trip at visitwilliamsburg.com.
This is your last chance to enter the Ohio Lottery's Fun Turns 50 promotion. Score $3,500 and two tickets to the epic party at the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, where you could win part of another $400,000 in cash prizes. Enter the new 50th anniversary scratch-off or $50 worth of eligible non-winning $5 or $10 scratch-offs and My Lotto Rewards through the Ohio Lottery app. Hurry up. The last entry deadline is May 13th. Lottery players are subject to Ohio laws and commission regulations. Play responsibly.
Patreon Saturdays. Oh my God. It's not just the episode we break down. We have to talk all about the pause. There's so much misinformation out there you guys are being fed. We separate all the BS that people are falsely reporting from the actual correct facts. The episode, Margaret is mad. Cabral. Oh my. Melissa, girl. Here are some clips, and then head on over to Patreon. This is the episode you have waited for all season, the RHONJ finale, and Kim is here. We are going to break it all down for you guys. You're going to drink your Ilio wine.
Holy shit. Holy crap. Wow, what a night. Yep.
Kim? Okay, first of all, this might be a 17-hour chat. I'm going to watch the clock. Don't worry. But first, before we get into this craziness, exclusives, everything going on, real life stuff, this episode, this Super Bowl episode, I actually watched Watch What Happens Too. We have a major announcement. The tickets are officially on sale. They're on sale.
Yes. Philadelphia. They're on sale, baby.
924 at City Winery, and the tickets are on sale now. Kim and I.
In the meantime, how much are the tickets again, David? Tell everyone, because I know they're not expensive.
$25 or if you want $40 extra, the upgrade for the VIP, which.
So can we just start with one thing? Let me just start because.
And then we have to talk about paid sex and all that, the exclusive. And
absolutely.
All
that, but I think this is by far the most exciting thing about last night. David and I, which we never do, called each other halfway through the show and said, what did we say about M? What did you say? Go ahead, David. Say it exactly the way you said it.
I'm like, where the hell has Melissa Gorga been the past 10 years?
We can't believe her behavior. We loved it.
Loved it. Melissa, we got something nice to say about you.
Melissa, where was this, Melissa? Oh my God. You stood up for yourself. I loved your face when Danielle said that. You were waiting for it. You knew it was coming. You chased after Teresa. You wouldn't let her like run away from you, which she always runs away. I was surprised at Teresa. She really ran away from Melissa. And
so finally, someone, Danielle Cabral, we're going to get to you in a second. Girl.
Yes.
We're going to get to you in a this is the Super Bowl. This fucking newbie, my real life is finally here on the air after 10 years. Okay, now. You want to be real? You want really to have, like she said it, you want to have a real conversation?
Let's
about
do it.
Yes.
Okay. My logic is that if he wanted to tell them, he should have been them. And I'm going to tell you why. Because me, I'm going to look you in the eye and I'm going to know if you're lying. You come face to face with me, David, and I tell you what I heard and I see the way you answered me, I'm going to know. Now, Margaret, why are you so angry? She was flipping out because you know why? She knows she said it. What was rich was when she said to Danielle, you're trying to break up a marriage. Excuse me, Margaret Joseph, you broke up. You truly broke up too. You were the one behind the Jackie Evan rumor. And you try to break up Jen's marriage. Are you kidding me? you're like that. You're the A-lister of marriage breaker uppers. I mean, you got to be kidding me. That was rich. That was rich.
We're going to talk about my, because I ran into Jackie Saturday night and Margaret was there at the GLAAD Awards. We're going to talk about right. that. And I have a theory.
Yeah. You're on borrowed time. And now with the contracts not going out for a long time, let's see what happens with you and Joe.
I guarantee.
Not a nerve calling this young girl low budget Betty. Okay.
Back. We'll get into the pause and all that soon. But because this is a real pause, guys. Danielle Cabral, listen, what do you think? I want to get into how this happened. Do you think that which of these three scenarios do you think happened? I really am asking you. Do you think A, Danielle really truly, as she told the cameras, she had the breakdown when they were overseas in Ireland. She could not live with this. It was weighing on her so much. That's one, because that's what she told us. And she told Melissa. Two, a girlfriend has watched this show for years and grew up with her idol, Teresa and Melissa, and she saw her big moment. Or three, tap, tap, tap. Which of those from producers?
Let's pause for a minute. Okay. And let me tell you what Margaret was doing behind the scenes, because this is huge. This is huge. Margaret was telling everyone that. Now, that's why I believe that Melissa and Joe felt comfortable with not going to the wedding, standing up for themselves. They pushed it hard where they normally wouldn't, because they need the paycheck. Okay. So that's why I think a lot of truths came out as far as the Gorgas, because they truly believed Margaret when she said that's what gave Melissa the balls to come out and do what she did. Now they're all going to scramble, because people are saying, oh, they're filming for the holidays. Listen to me. And they're saying everybody's getting a contract. None of this is true.
The second right. thing is, we're going to get into the pause. And you people, everyone listening, should really, really, really listen up and slip into our DMs, because the shit that you're being fed is so false. It is so wrong. You are believing false information. Now, as we know, Kim, from very reliable, multiple sources, Bravo is pissed. They are pissed the fuck off. They don't know what to do. Now, scenario one. Now, here, Kim, I was going to say that. This is bad news for the tree huggers. This is bad news.
But after last night, Melissa's performance gets an A+. It's the first A+ that she gets ever.
Ever.
Correct. Right, David? Ever. Melissa, where have you been? This is what everyone was waiting for. You should have done this from the beginning. Stand up for yourself, girl. You know, I mean,
do we issue a formal apology on air to Melissa?
No, absolutely not. No. Because listen, Melissa has lied throughout the years. It's lied. Why are we going to tap someone on the back for lying? It's bullshit. You're finally telling the truth, Melissa. That's what I said from the beginning. Be honest. Tell the truth. She's not going to tell the truth if she kissed the guy or not.
Are you kidding?
Yeah. And also speaking of rude, at Gia's graduation, Teresa was taking pictures with people, being gracious. And Louis was rude as can be, thinking who he was. So here we go.
You heard these that from people? Who else is performance you want to talk about?
All right, Jackie, nice girl. She ran into you at the GLAAD Awards. Nice girl.
Can I say something about, we just talk on that in a minute?
Of course, of course.
I apologize to Jackie in person. Here's the thing.
We'll
make a very quick, and I'm back on the Jackie train. Here's the thing. We'll make this a quick story. So I went to the GLAAD Awards Saturday night. I had heard through the rumor mill that Miss Josephs was attending. This is a charity for the gay and lesbian community. It raises money. You are there. So I was like, okay, she's going. You know, I'm sure some of her friends are going. Jackie went. So I was like, listen, as we were entering the GLAAD Awards, I said to my friends, listen, I got to tell you guys something. If Miss Josephs, because I said to Laura, how do you think this is going to go with, like, you know, 1,000, 1,500 people here? You know, will she, it's a charity. I assume that the animal will be caged for the night. She was like, David, no, she's going to come right up to you and tell you that you're a piece of garbage to your face.
Jen Aiden, let's do Jen Aiden. What do you think of Jen Aiden? I think she's hysterical. She's always in for a good time. Okay. But once again, Jen, you let Margaret get to you.
Started
when she said, he had an affair with a subordinate. Now, the first thing she should have said was, you're a pig who broke up all kinds of marriages. You don't care about anything. You got knocked up with your first husband and then you got married. You're talking about my husband. Whatever he did, and we're past it. But she crumbled. Jen, you can't crumble. Could have been the alcohol. It could, because she was drinking and everything. It could have been the alcohol. She's so much fun. Also, Louis. Let's get into Louis. Now, I did not like Louis's behavior on the bed with Teresa. I did not like that. She was cowering. But when Melissa called his eyes out, like, what are you doing? Melissa really, really stepped up, like calling him, what's going on with your eyes? Like, oh my God, they're bugging out, like accusing Melissa. She went head to head with Louisa. I say we do messy boots and messy boots. There's hands down, and it was messy.
You guys know I'm always on the go and running around with this job, and I've never made a priority of hydrating and putting the right nutrients into my body, and I always find myself hungry. That's why 310 Nutrition for me has been a lifesaver. Their water hydrators are great. You add them to water, and they make your water so delicious. They have refreshing, healthy lemonade mixes without sugar, and my personal favorite, they're all-in-one shakes. My favorite's the caramel sundae, but they also have vanilla cake, shamrock cream, chocolate icing. One of these shakes, it totally satisfies my hunger. It cures up my carb craving. It cures my sugar craving. It's low fat and low carbs. And hello, it tastes like dessert. But don't take my word for it. Right now, 310 is celebrating a new year of goals with code VELVETROPE and giving our listeners 50% off up to $100 off your first order. With so many sample packs, new products, it's really fun and it's easy to put together an order or start a subscription on products you know you'll use. Go to 310nutrition.com and use the code VELVETROPE right now for 50% up to $100 for your first order. That's 310nutrition.com and use code VELVETROPE.
This episode is brought to you by FX's The Veil, starring Elizabeth Moss. FX's The Veil is an international spy thriller that follows two women as they play a deadly game of truth and lies on the road from Istanbul to Paris and London. One woman has a secret, and the other has a mission to reveal it before thousands of lives are lost. FX's The Veil premieres April 30th, only on Hulu.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
This episode is brought to you by Hotels.com. When I went on my last holiday to Cape Town, it was amazing. My friends were there, the weather was phenomenal, and most importantly, the food was fantastic. But one thing I struggled with was finding the right places to stay. You know, all I want is a great bed, a fantastic shower, and breakfast that doesn't end at 8 a.m. I'm on holiday, I'm still sleeping. I also like ease, and the Hotels.com app easily helps me to find a perfect hotel for every trip. Whether you're looking for a family-friendly getaway or a relaxing spa weekend, on the Hotels.com app, you can compare up to 5 hotels side-by-side. Now, why would you want to do that? So you can see prices, amenities, and star ratings. And best of all, you don't have to switch back and forth between options. See? Ease. So, start planning your next getaway and find your perfect somewhere in the Hotels.com app today.
I'm Jane Perlez, longtime foreign correspondent and former Beijing bureau chief for The New York Times. I've been a foreign correspondent in lots of places, Somalia, Indonesia, Pakistan, but nowhere as important to the world as China.
I mean, China is not dropping anti-democratic paratroopers into Montana. But of course, we did see things like the weather balloon / spy balloon riveting the whole country for a week.
This is Face Off, an 8-part series in which we'll take you behind the scenes to key moments in the tumultuous U.S.-China relationship. We'll speak with a diplomat, a spy, a tech reporter, a U.S. admiral, even Yo-Yo Ma. Plus, my pal and noted China historian Rana Mitter joins the conversation. We'll look at what's driving the two nations apart and explore whether anything can help bring them back together. Face Off launches April 9th.
All right, so you're about to find out who Kim's MVP and messy boots is, and mine. This really is like the Super Bowl. We talk more about the GLAAD Awards. Margaret Josephs was there, Jackie. We talk more about the episode. Oh my God. And we know so much about this pause. You guys, really, I urge you just to listen, and there's so much false crap out there about this pause. So we are really going to break it down and actually tell you what is real versus fiction, and when we could realistically expect this show to be back on the air, and when we can realistically expect a cast to be announced, and who that cast is going to include. We talk about it all, but we have a major finale, guys. Oh my God. Head on over to Patreon. This is the episode you guys have been waiting for all season, and enjoy.